This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you, of course, from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. So I said the city by the bay, not the city by the gay. Bottom line is, we love everybody here, we love you, the fact that you're listening to the show, when you can be doing a million things in the entire world, well, I truly appreciate that, and I hope to entertain you and inform you for the next hour live here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking boxing, mixed martial arts, maybe a little pro wrestling, and of course, the world at large. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You can drop us a line, make it anonymous, you can rip me up, do whatever you want, I don't care. Text me, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Of course, Bellator MMA, rocking and rolling. It's on DAZN. Of course, that's DAZN, of course, is the hot app that's happening as far as boxing is concerned. Yesterday, they had two big fight cards on DAZN. The second one, it wasn't a spectacular card, but it was good, good. They put together decent fighters and tried to put, you know, listen, sometimes you can mix the best ingredients in and it doesn't make for the best tasting soup. That was sort of the case with that second DAZN card. Of course, we'll hear from Johnny Signorelli at about 25 minutes past here. We'll talk about the upcoming schedule on DAZN, ESPN+, plus the Showtime schedule, of course, 12-1, December 1st, live from Los Angeles, of course, the World Heavyweight Championship, WBC version. Deontay Wilder, 41-0, taking on the 27-0 undefeated linear champion, Tyson Fury. Something's got to give there, but like Larry Merchant said in hour number one, they're not selling many tickets. What's going on, Hollywood? You're not grabbing the fight. What's going on? Bottom line is, I think the joint will sell out if they have to give the tickets away. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I want all I can get of your sexiness.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Bottom line is you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking mixed martial arts. Of course, boxing is a big part of mixed martial arts, no doubt about that. And the man on the line from the Big Apple, none other than the man with the greatest name in all of boxing, Mr. Class himself, Socrates Palmer. How you doing, Mr. Palmer, sir?
Good morning, Pedro. How are you?
It's good. It's good afternoon out here. It's only good morning in
good
Honolulu.
Afternoon. I'm sorry.
Socrates, you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Are you smoking more weed than me these days or what?
Well, it's not recreationally available yet.
I'm not talking about recreation. I'm talking about medicinal. Anyway, the bottom line is Socrates Palmer come to us from the Big Apple. Boxing. Is boxing coming alive on DAZN, ESPN Plus? There's shows in Chicago last night. Is New York City and the area around that picking up cards?
Well, the big announcement was Canelo is going to make his New York debut. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he's not with DAZN. New York boxing is good. I mean, we have some club shows. There was a Golden Boy show last week in conjunction with Main Events in Brooklyn. The New York scene is it's there. What we need to do is get a local guy that the people can get behind. Danny Jacobs, he fought The Garden also last week or 2 weeks ago. So it's as strong as, I guess, any other region outside of California and Texas.
Socrates, you know, Danny Jacobs, the incredible story that he beat cancer and things like that. He died, you know, I don't know. I think I'm in search of personalities, and I just don't see any. I think Tyson Fury is a good personality. I think Deontay Wilder is a good personality. I think Joshua's got a good personality to him. You know, Canelo with the only Spanish thing, that's a bit of a flaw, but he's got the biggest contract in all the sports, so who am I to question him? But, you know, I like personalities, and, you know, I hated Mayweather for his personality.
Hey, probably more than half of boxing business. You need to be marketable. You need to sell yourself. You need to have a fan base that's going to get behind you. When New York City boxing is popping, you have a strong Puerto Rican champion. And right now, with Miguel Cotto retiring, who's going to fill that void? That's what gets New York pumping when they can support not just a Latin fighter, but a Puerto Rican fighter. The Puerto Rican fighter in New York is the backbone of New York boxing.
You know,
going back from Camacho, Felix Trinidad, and so forth.
Camacho calling the ex-wife. I hung up on her in Atlantic City. She wouldn't let me talk to my daughter one time. I hung up the phone and I said, you B-I-T-C-H, and boom, hung up the phone, right? So Camacho's looking at me, goes, what's up, man? I said, the old lady won't let me talk to the kid, man, blah, 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 blah. So he gets on the phone and he calls her. I kid you not. So, you know, Hector, I miss him, man. I mean, he was a great personality. Of course, the cocaine was his downfall, no doubt about that. He peaked in June of 1985 when he beat Jose Luis Ramirez over 12 rounds. I think it was just a shutout. Maybe it might have been 15, but I think it was 12. But it was just he pitched a complete shutout over a solid champion with nearly 100 fights. And I thought that, you know, this was the coming of the next Muhammad Ali. And, of course, he got into that rumble with that other Puerto Rican, the crosstown Puerto Rican. I'm talking about Edwin Rosario. El Chapo rocked his world. And Macho sort of got un-macho from that point forward on.
That was when he was rocked, it really just reversed him. You know, he became the runner that he was became known as later in his career, and he wasn't even that old, which is astonishing. Chapo, very underrated. I'll always remember what he did to Livingstone Bramble, jumped on him as soon as the bell went off, and you know, Chapo was no slouch. He ran into a buzzsaw named J.C. Chavez.
Yeah,
on HBO, unfortunately, but he fought everyone in his era.
Rosario came in, a big, fat, out-of-shape guy at 140 pounds and beat Loretto Garza for the WBA 140-pound ground. And Loretto Garza was a guy that he's really a great family man. I love Loretto, okay? But he mysteriously left the Golden Gloves after when I was moving into his weight class there in the open weight class. He decided to turn pro. Coincidence? Perhaps. What I'm trying to say is I would have loved to have fought him for the world title, at least in the Golden Gloves, because he was a future world champion. He beat Vinny Pazienza. But, man, El Chapo knocked him out.
El Chapo was good. Another one, unfortunately, that fell to the demons of drugs in the 80s. He was, to me, underrated. And I think he should probably get more consideration for the Hall of Fame since, you know, they let in guys like, no disrespect to Arturo Gatti, you know, but I think he's at the level of him, if not more.
Well, you know, Arturo Gatti. Have we ever settled that yet, whether the old lady killed him or not? I mean, do we flip a coin on that one? It's 50-50. Where do you lean, Socrates? Did the wife kill Arturo Gatti, or did he hang himself?
Normally, when someone, from my experience, normally people show signs of having suicidal tendencies. And as far as I know, Arturo Gatti has never had that. They had a volatile relationship, as has been documented.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think that she alone did it? I doubt it. You know, I don't. You know, I mean,
but bro. Being the private investigator that I am, the room was covered with video cameras as far as the entrance and exit was concerned, and they had key cards, which were a computer. Which told the computer when the doors were open and when the doors were closed. Nobody opened or closed those doors during the time that went down in the crib.
I didn't know that tidbit.
You know, I tried to look under the rug. Anyway, let's go back to boxing. Anthony Joshua, Sincel, 90,000 seats in the UK, and Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury are having a hard time selling 9,000 seats. They've got 8,000 sold in L.A. right now. Are they going to be able to sell that arena out by December 1st?
Well, I don't think at this point it's 50-50. I don't think they'll sell it out. I think they'll come close to it. I think L.A. is kind of like New York. It's a last-minute crowd. And when, I guess, the promotions, it'll be the thing to be. You know, I mean, it could be a late walk-up. If you do the math, they're at 9. Maybe if they get to 14, 15, I think they'd be happy.
Okay.
I think, unfortunately, Deontay Wilder, for as loud as he yells, bomb squad, ain't nobody buying it, man. At least not me.
He's from Alabama. He can sell 8,000 seats in Alabama. He can't sell more than that in California. Listen, it was a mistake to put that fight in L.A. You and I know it. It should have been in the Garden or in the U.K. or somewhere like that.
100%. Or they could have had it down south somewhere. I mean, Deontay Wilder is really a country bumpkin with a big mouth, and they could have had it. I mean, that's what it basically is. They could have had it, you know, in Alabama or, you know, somewhere. I'm surprised he hasn't fought on that Alabama campus. You know, they could have done something there. I mean, it's, I think that he's still, the jury's out. The guy fights ugly. He really hasn't beat anybody. He beat a 50-year-old Ortiz. I don't know. I just, he's a hard sell. And Tyson Fury has been out of the picture for the last 2 years. So that's a good combination for it to have. It's a good recipe, rather, for a struggling gate.
Socrates Palmer, right now. Socrates, I got to ask you, of course, the Big Apple was open last week to the USC. Was it buzzing in the newspaper? Was it like there was a major fight in town?
For
the USC last week? See, hey, check this out.
Oh,
Chris,
yes.
Was the town buzzing for that fight last week? I was looking for a spontaneous answer. Was it?
The town was buzzing? No. But Fox sure did their best to try to sell Daniel Cormier.
I knew it.
Personalities.
I knew it. I knew that New York wasn't going to take that, man. That was a little bit of a bunk card there. I mean, it really was. I don't know how much. I think they did $2.8 million at the Garden, and usually when they sell at the Garden, it's somewhere about 10 or 12, right?
I don't even know. I'm not really up on
depending on the ticket
like
prices
that or UFC. But I tell you what, does UFC have a hard time selling fighters of African American descent?
Hell yes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It seems that way.
No,
I mean,
man.
And so just like in boxing. I mean, let's face it. I mean, if a boxer is not acting a fool like Adrian Broner, it seems like they don't want to promote them.
Well,
you know, like, hence Andre Ward, who's a decent, mild-mannered guy, but was never a superstar.
Well, it isn't just the world of sports, man. I mean, you look at the newspapers and things like that. I mean, black couples are being arrested for walking down the street and things like that. So the country's changing in front of our eyes. And unfortunately, you know, for the 37% of the country to think this country is going in the right direction, it's great for them. It's great to see Muslim people being banned. It's great to see that caravan that they mentioned on Fox News, an average of 23 times an hour before the election. You know how many times they're averaging in an hour after the election, Socrates? The big caravan on Fox Sport, on Fox News that was going to bring all those horrible people, those diseases to us, they haven't mentioned it once.
Terrible.
I love you, man. Say hello to your daughter. Take good care. You're a super dad and a super guy, and we appreciate your presence here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Thank you, Pedro. Love you back.
The great Socrates Palmer, baby, on Sports Byline.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
I thought I would knock him on the early rounds, but like I said, he brings excellent condition and he's determined.
Why didn't you go after him to try to knock him out when you knocked him down early in the third round?
I said, why get callous if I've been training for 2 months?
Here's the knockdown. Describe it to us as you see it.
Well, like I told Jimmy, the 1-2 is going to get him all the time. But I wasn't going to get overexcited and play myself cheap. I said, I'll knock him out early if it happens. If not, if it's necessary, I'll go 12 rounds, and I did.
Did you go to school, so to speak, on what happened to Rosario when he knocked him down and then got knocked out himself?
No, because I knocked down a lot of fighters that still took my time. I'm just getting seasoned through every fight, and I'm pound for pound, I'm the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Bring him on. Bring him on. Mancini, I don't respect your opinion. Come on, baby. So I can knock you out.
Well, who has some in the fight?
Bernard Williker, you could get some, baby. You could get some, too. Brian Boo, Jimmy Pro, Tommy Holmes, all your come on with it, baby. Yeah, buddy. Let's hear from you, Larry.
What about Aaron Pryor?
Aaron Pryor, come on with it, baby. I got faith in you. You bounce back. I know you. Come on, baby. Come on with it. It's my show time.
You know, a lot of times I gave guys nicknames over the years and they didn't like it. Like, you know, Juan Lascano, I called him the Hispanic causing panic. He sort of didn't dig that. I thought it was cool. But when I nicknamed Hector Camacho the Harlem Heckler, he loved it. He thought that was so cool, and he carried that to his grave. The bottom line is the late Hector Camacho, of course, passing away the residual effects of cocaine use. He was getting high with a guy. They went after the guy. They were killing the guy. They shot across a car, and they shot Hector in the face. Hector died a couple days later in the hospital. The bottom line is he was a great fighter, a great boxer, but wasn't too disciplined when he came to the world of drugs. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA, coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We take it to Las Vegas, back to Las Vegas, and bring in the boxing encyclopedia himself, Mr. Johnny Signorella. And, John, I got to ask you, I tried to get Larry to expand on this in hour number one, so I'll ask you as well. Are we seeing less guys that box, per se, in rings, and just more guys that are fighting than in condition than have been taught to box? Do you know what I'm trying to say, the difference between the two? In other words, I didn't learn how to fight before I learned how to box. I learned how to box first.
Well, make no mistake, these cats nowadays are physical genetic mutants, right? They look amazing, tremendous athletes. But the intestinal fortitude, that blue-collar mentality from yesteryear, you guys spoke about Roberto Duran a lot in this episode, and other fighters from back in the day. Cut from a different cloth, Pedro, but a lot of these cats I feel nowadays with their athleticism, I would love to see like fantasy matchups, if you will, you know, with the modern day athlete versus the guy that had stones. It was more, you know, bring your lunch pail to work type of guy, and, you know, paycheck to paycheck and not making millions of dollars. And then even when they do come to prominence, eventually come to a point where they're still just hungry. They still have pride. Because I think that that's what we lack nowadays. I think it's more of a money market in today's modern athlete. There's a couple guys that have that throwback mentality, but they're few and far in between. So to answer your question, I think there is a significant difference, you know, but we do still have pure boxers out there, and hopefully they surface more and entertain us down the stretch of what has been a great 2018 in boxing.
You know, I mentioned to Larry that Roberto Duran lost to Marvin Hagler by 1.2 points, and Larry tried to say to me, you know, Marvin was getting long in the tooth then. Marvin was getting old. Marvin was 29, Duran was 32.
Good point. Good point right there.
Big difference, man. Of course, Duran's moving up from 122 and 135 to 160. I'm telling you like it is. I saw Marvin Hagler today. I saw him the day that he was going to fight Roberto Duran. He was walking on Paradise Avenue, which is runs right alongside the strip, adjacent to the strip. In fact, he was in front of the Mardi Gras Inns. I'll never forget that. And he was walking, and he looked confused. And Goody Petronelli's talking to him with his hands in his mouth, and he's trying to get something across to him. So what I'm trying to tell you is that Marvin wasn't the most, although he put this image forward in public that he was a brute and he was really confident and everything, Duran got in his head.
Happens, man. Psychological warfare has so much to do with boxing in general, especially, you know, you look at combat sports overall. I mean, I've seen guys lose fights in dressing rooms based on intimidation. I've seen guys lose fights in press conferences because of just feeling like, you know, verbally destroyed by the other guy. I mean, it happened to be, you know, talk about Roberto Duran again. Look at the Sugar Ray Leonard fight the first time around. He got in Sugar Ray's head in that press conference, Pete.
Yeah, he calls his wife a few names, and Ray wasn't ready for that. And speaking of Roberto, Roberto's got a restaurant in Panama City, right? And he's got, you know, steaks are on the menu. I think he should put like a 32-ounce steak on there on the menu and call it the No Mas Steak. What do you think of that?
I'm there. You know how I feel about steaks, bro. Especially compliments of the great Roberto Duran. I'm there, brother.
I know. I went to his restaurant a couple of days after the after he threw this gig at the Hotel of Panama. Of course, he was the guest. I mean, the host and everything. I mean, he did it all together. He was doing his salsa band. He got there on stage and sang for a couple hours. He was enjoying life. And, you know, as I told you many times, Johnny, to be around fighters when they're dieting and when they're training and then be around fighters when they're not, it's like you're around two different people.
Of course, cutting weight and dieting is always very difficult. And it's also to my understanding that Roberto plays percussion, and he's not so bad from what I hear. I've never had the opportunity to hear him. Pete, can you confirm that?
Yeah,
Does he play drums?
He plays a little. I think he plays a little timbales, but I know he plays congas.
That's what's up, man. But yeah, dieting and making weight is never an easy thing.
Man. He was an a-hole. I'm serious, man. He was the most miserable guy in the world to be around when he was dying. He was horrible. You know, here comes Roberto. You know, because he's cutting weight all the time because we've never, you know, unless he was super motivated. Like for the Leonard fight and the Barkley fight and the Moore fight and the Hagler fight. Those other fights in between, he couldn't get all the way into it considering his age and things like that. So, you know, when we saw the greatness of Duran down Barkley with that four-punch combination, I think in the 11th round, maybe the greatest combination he ever threw considering he was knocking down a man that will later fight Jerry Cosio, who was a former heavyweight champion. Iran Barkley is a big, big dude. Ended up fighting heavyweights. Anyway, Duran, just the most amazing fighter I've ever seen. And if I'm blowing him real hard in today's sir, if I am blowing him real hard, he deserves it. Anyway, back to Chavez Jr. Chavez Jr. coming back to play, man. He's going to be on this Wilder undercard. Tell me about Chavez Jr. How long has it been since he fought?
It's been a minute. I'm going to say going back to Canelo, where he just was like a no-show in a very weird fight, you know. Would have been a better fight against Canelo maybe a couple of years sooner. But Chavez is a head case, man. Like, exactly. Like, I feel the same way because he's very inconsistent. Remember when he was, like, on 24-7, you know, before he fought Sergio Martinez, eating cereal, like wearing Superman underwear or something like that, waking up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon during training camp? It's like, I don't know about this guy. Like, at some points in time earlier in his career, he looked like he was trying. But then there was, like, a shift. Like Matt Vanda, like I remember in the first beat him. Remember that? I go back, bro. Like Matt Vanda, they were throwing beer bottles, beer cans into an arena in Mexico because the Mexican fans were not having it. I was like, wow. And so, like, clearly right there, there was like the telltale signs were on the wall that maybe Chavez isn't the goods, my brother.
Well, here's a good one. Before a fight at the LA Forum, he got laid in the dressing room.
Well, there you go. I mean, hey, to each their own, you know, but they do say women weaken knees. In my case, hey, you know, women always work for me. But, you know, to each their own. I don't know if you should do that moments before a fight, but, hey, like I said, to each their own.
Well, I mean, that's what he did. I mean, that's just the way it is. Of course, 50 wins, 3 losses, a former WBC 160-pound champion. I remember when I first met him in, I guess it was like 2001, 2002, he didn't shave yet. He couldn't. He didn't even shave yet. He had no hairs on his. He had a couple, like three hairs coming out of his top lip. That was it. He didn't even shave. And that was like back in 2003, 2004. Of course, he came out here to San Jose and, you know, tried to get the Chavez name going. But he never really was to chip off the old block as far as his daddy was concerned. But then again, how many guys are as good as his daddy?
We mentioned that quite often. I mean, Floyd would supersede his father and his uncle, obviously. But outside of that, I can't really recall. I mean, Frazier had a son. Mike, you know, showed us what that was about. Mike
Muhammad Tyson, Ali, you know, Muhammad Ali's daughters?
Well, you know what? That's a great point. Because Layla was a tremendous fighter. You know,
Go on, Johnny.
For the women, I think she was really good. I think she did a great job, you know. But we have not seen it on the male side of the fence.
She was a snotty wench. She was a snotty wench, and I'm being complimentary.
Ooh.
She came on this show one night. Let me tell you, we did a show at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. I'm going to get into her ass, Layla Ali. We did a show on a Saturday night. Cuddy was sitting here, okay? And she says to me, she goes, you know, it's 8:15. I go, yeah. She goes, it's past my bedtime. I said, well, go to bed then. We can terminate the conversation right now on the air. She goes, no, since I'm here, I'll do it anyway. Bottom line is, Layla Ali, not one of my favorite people. And her daddy knew that. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Talking mixed martial arts and boxing, of course. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no commitment, text line. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I wish I was in Panama. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
We sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with a BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as one business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
You're watching the game when the doorbell rings and the delivery guy surprises you with a bucket of hot wings and a couple micro brews. Yeah, that's the feeling women get when they receive flowers for absolutely no reason. So when's the last time you sent her flowers? Just because you were thinking of her. And if she got your flowers tomorrow, what do you think her reaction might be? Well, you can times 10 that when you send flowers from the Books. You know the Books? We're the flower folks, with farms located on the side of a volcano that grow flowers as spectacular as she is. Books are cut from farms and delivered fresh to her, so they last. And you know every day she admires your flowers is another day you're a rock star. So send her Just Because flowers from the Books, with next day delivery. Yep, next day. And get ready to be the most thoughtful man on earth. Go to Books.com and enter HERO for your Thoughtful Guy 20% discount. Yeah, 20% off at Books.com and enter HERO, Books.com.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
40 minutes past the hour, of course, you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I can keep going and going, but I don't have enough time to mention all the different internet platforms that you can hear this program on. Of course, all the fine programming emanating from the Sports Byline studios here in San Francisco, California. Now we take it back to Las Vegas, and that, of course, our boxing encyclopedia, Mr. John Signorella. And Johnny, what happened to Leo Hall?
Unfortunately, I believe he was shot and killed recently during some type of robbery the police are investigating. Hall was 8-2, I believe, with 7 knockouts, prospect at light heavyweight. And just some tragic news that it's slowly developing, the story is starting to surface. But my heart goes out to him and his family, of course.
Wow, shot to death in his native Toledo, Ohio. It's, you know, it's rough walking the streets of America. People don't realize that. You know, and Johnny, we just, I don't want to get on a bandwagon or anything like that, but somebody just killed like 12 people in a Thousand Oaks bar this week, okay? And, you know, I don't want to talk about all the stuff that's been happening, all the other shootings, but, you know, they don't have these shootings in New Zealand. They don't have these shootings in the United Kingdom. They don't have these type of shootings in Canada. They don't have these shootings in Australia. Why is it we have these shootings here? They've got crazy white people there.
I say the same thing to anyone that will listen. If someone can give me the answer, I'd love to know. It's unfortunate. It seems like every month there's at least 2 major incidents where people are mass murdered. And it breaks my heart, and it's sickening. It's to the point where I can't even turn the news on anymore. I want to know what goes on in my world, but at the same time, when I leave the house every day to go to work and be optimistic, it breaks my heart to see these things.
Okay. Are there any internet feeds to watch this fight today? Of course, it's actually tomorrow in Japan. Talk about the WBC number one guy, Abigail Medina, 19-3-2 with only 10 whacks out of Spain, taking on Tomoki Kamita, one of the Kamita brothers, 35-2, 20 whacks coming out of Japan. You hearing anything about a live stream on that?
No, I was searching for it, and both guys look really in good shape. I was looking forward to seeing this thing. So I might have to use my other online sources if people catch my drift. But either DAZN or ESPN or ESPN Plus, for that matter, has not picked this thing up yet. But it should be a fun fight. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Well, I can tell you that my curiosity brought me to VIPBox.tv, and it wasn't there. And then my curiosity brought me to FirstRowSports.eu, and it wasn't there either. Just my curiosity, John.
Oh, of course. I totally understand that.
But Kamita, of course, Kamita, the Kamita brothers, big stars in Japan. You know, as Larry talked about in hour number one, you've expanded on in depth with the apps and the fact that boxing is now, in other words, you know, we used to show a fight card on ESPN, we'll say like 10 years or 15 years ago from Philadelphia. It went around the country, and at the most, maybe 150,000 homes would watch it, maybe 200,000 homes if they were big-name fighters, okay? Now we throw a fight on an app, and we've got people watching it all over the world. And that means mega people, not just the United States and or Europe.
And any way they want to do it. I could bring my phone to the gym and look at it on my treadmill like I did yesterday, right? I go to my balcony and smoke a cigar and have a beer if I don't feel like sitting in my living room and just pull it up on my phone and also have it broadcast in my living room at the same time. It's super accessible and it's super convenient. And I think that this is definitely the future of the sport of boxing, which will definitely bring it to a very high level of viewership.
Okay, Johnny, how come 3 or 4 years ago we were bitching about watching TV on these these phones, and now it's the stuff? What happened?
I know exactly where it's going. A, we love the content, and B, they're making it easy to use. Because, dude, when it comes, I'm like a Neanderthal when it comes to technology, bro. I'm like a caveman. I'll throw things across the room. Oh, I can't deal with this. And then my chick comes in and helps me out. Enter your password, Johnny. I'll hold your hand. I'll walk you through it. Yes, I will admit that. So now that I know how to use these things, bro, it makes life a lot easier, and you see, like, light at the end of the tunnel. The main thing is, for me, can I both watch it from my TV and my phone or my computer? That's the most important to me, because if I'm just able to just watch it on my cell phone, I don't want to have, like, 20 people over my house for, like, a big fight and have to hold up my phone in front of everyone's face so they could watch it. I want to be able to watch it from my TV. So once we figured all this out, I became in love with it. Now there's no turning back.
Yuri Gamboa, is he a 135-pounder? You watched part of that fight last night. I mean, you saw how Terrence Crawford broke him down at 135.
Yes, sir. Last night he took out Miguel Beltran. Entertaining fight. Beltran down in the first round. Gamboa looked better than Wanma, although Wanma knocked his boy down three times last night, but Wanma was rocking the fifth. They're talking about these two finally getting in the ring after I don't even know how many years of marination. Who cares, man? This thing is overcooked. But throw it in the garbage at this point. I mean, anyone that wants to make a living, I respect it, but when you just carry on and you really haven't proven yourself to be great, you know, and then you these two guys could have fought and separated themselves and seen who was greater at an earlier point in time. They did not. So I just have a lack of interest in it. But at the end of the day, I still watched it. To be honest with you, I was entertained with the Wah-Wah-Wah.
November 16th, ESPN is going to go at midnight Eastern time, 9 p.m. Pacific time, live from Oklahoma. I kid you not, from Oklahoma, the WBO 140-pound title, Maurice Hooker and Alex Saucedo, both guys that like to hook it up. But they're going to do this is one fight on TV. This is sort of what tells you what television is doing. They've got sports before and after, and the app will cover some of this. ESPN will cover some of it live on their network. So it's just all the different platforms, man. Boxing's back. It's alive, and it's rock and roll, and that's the 16th, of course. Also on the 16th, 9:35 in the East, Jaren Ennis and Ray Serrano, that's going to be on Showtime. And then Showtime, take it back, Telemundo's got a card 11:35 p.m. in the East. Jonathan Gonzalez and Juan Aleo, those guys are flyweights. The 17th, the Zone's coming back with that big dude you talked about, Jarrell Miller and Bogdan Danu. Who the hell is Bogdan Danu?
Bogdan Danu is 18-0 with 14 KOs, Russian fighter. Big test for Jarrell Miller, you know. There's no doubt. Jarrell really hasn't fought anyone yet. He beat a shop-worn Thomas Adamack just recently. Come on now. Who cares about that? But, I mean, you know, this might be a good test. I mean, not much is known about Nadeau, but he is unbeaten. He's got 14 knockouts. Let's see what we get. You mentioned that ESPN card, too, the night before on a busy Friday night. Folks out there, Maurice Hooker, Alex Saucedo, okay, both undefeated, both at 140 pounds. Watch this fight. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good idea of who one of maybe the top guys is at 140. And the Zone card is good, man. You got Brandon Rios there. Three wars of Mikey Alvarado, no good for him. I think in the long run, it's going to be bad. You know, he's taking on Raymond Alvarez, who, you know, is not a great fighter, so he should save face there. Gabe Rosado makes a comeback, taking on Luis Arias. Arias only lost to Danny Jacobs. Didn't look bad against Jacobs, to be honest with you. So I kind of see Luis Arias doing his thing there. And like I mentioned before, one of the best female fighters on the planet, Clarissa Shields, is doing her thing against Hannah Rankin for 10 rounds for her IBF and WBA middleweight title.
You know, this Maurice Hooker, Alex Saucedo fight, it sort of reminds me of throwing a stick of dynamite in a barrel. Something's going to, you know what I mean? It's at this, ba-boom, the barrels, this is going to explode.
Yep, combustion. You know, you got to look at the on paper. It's like a good paper fight to look at. 24-0, 16 KOs for Hooker. 28-0, 18 KOs for Saucedo. You know, they're fighting for the WBO junior welterweight title that belongs to Hooker. Both these guys are hungry. Both these guys got great personality. Listen to a lot of pre-fight interviews. Man, I'm looking forward to this. I've been looking forward to this one for months.
November 24th, the Zone's going to go with Dennis Lebedev, the guy that almost killed Roy Jones a few years ago. Remember that the referee just let him get. Oh man, that was terrible. The referee let Roy Jones take a couple extra punches there. It was, that was scary. Anyway, Dennis Lebedev and Mike Wilson. Mike Wilson, a cruiserweight out of Oregon, Portland, Oregon. Of course, I believe he's undefeated, handled by Bob Spagnuolo. And on the same day, the 24th, HBO is going to go with Dimitri Bivol taking on John Pascal. Is that it for HBO? Is this the end?
They got one more, believe it or not. December 8th, Cecilia Brackett. Another great female fighter doing her thing, headlining a card on HBO. The only female headliner ever to headline a card on HBO. That's just how they go out. And Chocolatito, how funny is that? How ironic is that? The guy they dumped all this money into is going to be the guy that sends them on their swan song in the undercard. So HBO's got two more cards, and it's a wrap for them.
Is there a such thing as a great female fighter? I mean, when you really look at the what men have done and what women have done. Is it fair to say there have been great female fighters thus far?
Boxing needs that cyborg. They need that Terminator. They need that one that captures the attention of not just a boxing fan, but like a fan of just, you know, sports in general or entertainment. That's what they need. They need someone that's not the daughter of a legend. They need someone that's not just a great competitor or Olympic winner. They need someone that's a cold cut killer to come out.
You know, she would kick the spit out of both you and me.
Absolutely, and then some.
Absolutely,
the whole sports byline crew.
line us up, baby. Line us up, and Chris Eiberg said those goes through us like a hot knife through butter. Now we've got November 30th, of course, coming up. Jeff Horn, the former ESPN Plus, the app doing this, 7 a.m., 4 o'clock on the West Coast. Jeff Horn and Anthony Mundine, I don't know what weight they're going to go at. Mundine is a former champion, I believe, at 154. But they're going to fight this at middleweight. But what I'm trying to say is 4 a.m. and people are going to be watching this. 4 a.m.
They'll watch it if it's available for them in Australia. I believe that's where it's going to happen,
yeah.
Both guys being from. Good fight for them. But in America, no, that's something that you could pull up. Luckily, all these apps, they archive the fights immediately. So if you miss the card, it's just as good as DVRing it. You go home and just light it up.
Okay. When you watch the fight, of course, from yesterday from Manchester, the UK, that arena was rocking and rolling. I mean, there must have been close to a capacity crowd there. I mean, the people are turning out. They're putting butts in the seats.
Yeah, they certainly are. I mean, they know how to rock and roll over there. Boxing is adored. I mean, next to soccer, it's their biggest franchise, you know. And I just love, like, they sing the Sweet Caroline. Everyone's drinking, having fun. Seems like, for the most part, keeping the peace. And that's what you want to see at these big events, man.
Okay. Last word. Shane Mosley Jr., should he find a day job?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
His dad made a lot of money. From what I understand, Shane was senior was good with it. I give him a lot of credit. Like I said yesterday, he's got a chin like his dad had. He's got stones. He really wants to prove himself. But he's limited, man. And when you're limited and you're trying to step up to the world class, that's where exposure happens. And if he fought anyone better than his opponent that night, he probably would have gotten hurt in that fight. So.
Let me tell you about Shane Mosley not keeping his money. Shane Mosley got married to a Korean girl who became his manager. I can't remember her name right now. It slips my mind. Anyway, she negotiated him out of an Oscar De La Hoya rematch after beating De La Hoya the first time in a $10 million purse. She ended up taking like $1.5 million to fight Vernon Forrest, and you know what happened there.
Yeah, man. I was at that Vernon Forrest fight. I was at that one. My father, yeah, man. That was brutal. Round two, all of a sudden, Forrest lands this big shot on Shane, and I was like, oh, my God. And the whole fight, Shane was just trying to survive, and it was life or death for him, and it was a tough one to watch.
You know, Mosley tested positive and had to admit under oath that he took steroids. Of course, he said that he wasn't part of that Balco move. But as it turns out, we've seen emails where he needed an edge, and he admitted that in emails. He admitted that in videotape. And yet, he wasn't really scorned that much. Why is it he was given a pass on the steroids?
I think his personality was adored by a lot of people. Nice man. I met him a couple times. He's very, very engaging. And that could be it. Sometimes you know how to sell it, or it flew under the radar. Because I believe whenever he got called out, it was like post-mortem a fight. It wasn't like ever like during, if I'm not mistaken, this is just going back a couple of years. But I think it came out later, like a lot of baseball players did with Roger Clemens came out later, Canseco and all that came out later. So I think that's why.
Real quick, in 30 seconds or less, Mayweather going to fight in Japan, yes or no?
That's over with. That's a wrap. Moving on.
Johnny Signorella on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, Johnny's got the page, Ring Talk Worldwide on YouTube.com. All the recent shows of Ring Talk Live Worldwide and more from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny Sig's in the house each and every week here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down.
What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So I'm back from Panama. I'm happy to be back on U.S. soil, no doubt about that. Having been to 34 countries, though, of course, Cuba being number 34 last year, 2017, I've never had a better time than I had in Panama. Just never had. And it wasn't the surroundings, it was the company. So I want to thank Gary Ritter. I want to thank Alexandra. I mean, I just had a fantastic time. The people, Francisco Paco Varcarcel, Dory put that together. Diane Melendez, of course, of the WBO. These people put together a fantastic week for me. I ended up staying 4 days past my time that I was supposed to stay there. And, you know, I'm usually dying to get home, but there was no floppy to come home to, so straight up, I didn't have to come home right away. I want to mention the fact that Chris LeMay, my buddy, of course, the buddy of Len Arsenic, of course, the great host of Black Op Radio, that assassination conspiracy show, only at blackopradio.com. His main guy, his producer, Chris LeMay, his notes guy, passed away a couple of weeks ago at the age of 54 of a heart attack. Man, that was a little crazy. We wish the Black Op Radio the best. They are a great crew. In fact, you like to talk about or hear about political assassination conspiracies. That is the show, Black Op Radio. Well, this is Ring Talk, live worldwide. Check it. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we are twice. We come to you twice a week. Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Mighty Sports Byline. And, of course, we come to you on different shows. There's the Taco Man Audio Magazine, which airs Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time here on the West Coast. That's 1 a.m. Sunday morning on the East Coast. The Taco Man Audio Magazine, you know, I combine a lot of attitude and a little bit of news, but a lot of attitude and some fun. We have a good time doing it. Check it out every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine. But wait, I'm not done. The bottom line is we have No Holds Barred. No Holds Barred airs, of course, at 5 p.m. Pacific time each and every Sunday. 2 hours of boxing, wrestling, and mixed martial arts. Of course, No Holds Barred. I share this mic with Dr. Mike Lane. We talk pro wrestling. The bottom line is all kinds of wrestling here in Pedro Fernandez, a.k.a. the Taco Man, here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, don't forget, This is Ring Talk live worldwide, 35 plus years now. Often imitated, but never duplicated. The reigning, disputed, undisputed heavyweight champion of the world radio airwaves. This is Ring Talk live worldwide.